Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Solar and lunar eclipses are powerful celestial events, and they hold significant energetic influence. And as we're in the lead up to a couple of eclipses, it made a lot of sense for me to take a look at eclipses on the show this week. Eclipse energy invites each and every one of us to take a personal journey of deeper reflection and greater transformation and growth. Eclipses are not just personal though. Eclipses may seem to be an individual moment for reflection or the potential for our own new start. But it's not only about us. They can also be a reminder of our shared experiences and the collective reflection that needs to be connected with and the transformations we all take part in together. It's a call for each and every one of us to think about how we can grow and change together as a collective, learning from the past as we move into the future. This is the Future Self Energetics Show, and I'm your host, Amanda Nelson. And on the show this week, we're going to take a closer look at the potential of lunar and solar eclipses. We'll look too at what history has shown us about eclipses and the imprint that eclipses leave on us all as a collective through time. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon moves between the Earth and the sun. Temporarily, it obscures the sun from our view. And in the energetic community, I'd say that a solar eclipse is seen as a time for new beginnings, a moment to set intentions for personal growth and to initiate change. A solar eclipse brings to light what is usually hidden, and it encourages each and every one of us to face our shadow and embrace the parts of ourself that we might not normally see. Which is the part that you feel is obscured? Perhaps it's a talent that is being overlooked. Perhaps it's a promise you made to yourself. Perhaps it's a pathway or a purpose that you can't seem to just tap into. Perhaps there is something in your past that it is time to reflect upon and to let go of. The energy that is around us on the energy grids at the moment relates a lot to making a choice to release and just let go of anything from the past that's holding us back. The energies are asking you and me to cross an energetic bridge, let's call it that, an energetic bridge between the person that we perhaps were and the person we'd like to become. The unresolved issues from the past and the unexpected potential that waits for us in the future. If you were standing at a bridge and on the other side you could see the version of yourself that you would wish to be, how long would it take for you to cross the bridge and become that person? Who is the future self that's waiting for you on the other side of the bridge? Because that is you. The energy around us at the moment asks, What are you prepared to leave behind on the other side of the bridge in order to enable you to step into a new era of your being? What is defining you and what needs to be released so that you can grow? These questions are being asked to each and every one of us during a time of a solar eclipse. What is hidden is revealed. What wishes to grow is revealed too. And it's asking, demanding to be encouraged. I love a cosmic reset, don't you? The solar eclipse is an opportunity to cleanse your energy and to set new pathways for the phase ahead. Now, on the other hand, a lunar eclipse happens when the Earth positions itself between the Sun and the Moon. It casts a shadow on the Moon. This type of eclipse is associated with the closing of a chapter, reflection on past actions, clearing emotional baggage. That certainly makes sense based on the predominant energy waves I've been observing on the infinite energy grids at the moment. Energetically, a lunar eclipse might be considered a time to release and let go of old, stagnant energies, making space for new opportunities and insights. It's time to allow what is rather dramatically called the death of the ego, that old self. If we allow that old self, that ego, to die, it enables the birthing of a truer, newer identity that we feel is more aligned to who we are and who we wish to become. Lunar eclipses and the energy that they bring encourage deep dives into our nooks and crannies to encounter what may still be lurking there. The lunar eclipses uncover what's hidden, and so when this happens, expect emotions to run high. One of the other patterns that I'm observing on infinite energy grids all around us at the moment is the increase in the vibrational frequency of the planet that we are riding upon. Now, if you increase your frequency, what happens is that the light vibrations that you're able to now radiate, there's something about a balancing out that happens. As your vibration rises up, so too is there a compulsion of those deeper shadow vibrations to rise. It's a bit like an ocean tide that comes in, and it doesn't just raise some boats, it raises up all of them on that tide. So high vibrational and low vibrational vessels, all the same, are going to be lifted up. So if the Earth, our planet herself, is a vibrational consciousness, and I believe she is, then you'll be able to see her shadows rising up to be worked on as her vibration is raised herself. I observe the Earth at the moment trying to purge her land masses. It could be cleansing storms, it could be volcanic eruptions, it could be destabilizing of any land masses, and the effects that will have on the people that live on those destabilized land masses, anything that lives off her land. I see the Earth purging in all her continents in turn. And many of the events taking place are affecting humans, of course they are, and also the natural world as well. It's unavoidable unless you can be on a planet that is not this particular one. You're going to find that as the Earth and her vibration shifts, well, you're going to be affected by that. And also as she shifts, her own shadows are compelled to rise. And as her vibration shifts, your vibration is compelled to shift with it. There's a lot going on. Now, of course, this is happening at the same time as the lunar and solar eclipses in the Northern Hemisphere. So there's a lunar eclipse on March the 24th, followed very swiftly by a solar eclipse on the 12th of April, and everything else that's going on on the planet at the same time. If the lunar eclipse asks us to dig deep and find what is lurking in our shadows looking back at us, and the solar eclipse says, work on those lurkers, it may be a way to find a release and finally let go once and for all. Well, what are we all waiting for? I think if we're bold enough to look at ourselves honestly in the mirror, that's reflected back to us and ask, where am I out of alignment? You know, where am I ought to be? What is the perfect template that I feel I'm drawn towards, and how out of alignment am I with that? Well, wait and see what happens. If you just ask yourself those questions during the time of the lunar eclipse, then those shadows will reveal what is lurking inside them. It will be a way to redefine any part of yourself and your lifestyle. Just be honest with what the reflection is that comes back to you. See what is being compelled to reveal itself from the shadows. I think the subtle differences between these eclipses lie in their focus and the types of energies that they amplify at the time of the particular eclipse. So a lunar eclipse with its focus on release and reflection, that might be considered more of a passive energy, one that's fostering a lot of inner work and emotional clearing. And then followed by a solar eclipse with its emphasis on new beginnings. Well, that's a much more active phase, isn't it? And it encourages changes and fresh starts.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Eclipse energies invite each and every one of us to take a personal journey of deeper reflection and greater transformation and growth. Eclipses are not just personal, though. Eclipses may seem to be a very individual experience, but they're not. They're shared experiences, and so we're part of a larger connected collective, all having these eclipse experiences together at the same time. You, me, all of us, and our planet. It's a call to think about how we can grow and change together in unison, learning from the past as we move into the future. I've been spreading the word about these eclipses and also about the changing frequencies on our home planet with as many people as will listen at the moment. You see, I think now is a great opportunity. It's a time for us all to dive deep into the potential of a transformation that may not be happening at any other time in our lives. I can't think of a better time. So I've been suggesting that during this lunar eclipse, the focus should shift to only releasing old patterns, just revealing and healing those woundings, those emotional woundings, and preparing ourselves energetically for what's to come. Nothing more needs to happen at this phase than just allowing the shadows to perhaps reveal the work to be done. And for us to be having an opportunity to think about it, I suppose. I explain it a lot like this. Imagine you're walking along a grassy pathway past a hedgerow that's full of brambles. And as you pass some of the brambles, one of the arching branches catches on your pullover and it pulls at a thread. And as it pulls, you're jolted back and you become aware of this thread that's being pulled, and you need to stop. You need to stop walking, because unless you stop walking, you're going to create a snag in your pullover that will ruin it. So what you do is you stop and you take the snagged thread and you gently release it and you let go of it. Free to go forward, you and your pullover can then resume. You resume its natural shape, you resume your natural walk, and you can walk on without being interrupted, distorted, or affected. Now, your energy field is like the pullover in that description, and the shadows that are rising are going to reveal that thorn. That thorn on an arching bramble that will snag you. What do you want to do? Do you want to allow the shadow to pull? Do you want the thorn to hold you back and to then distort the nature of your beautiful energy field? Or are you again happy to simply allow it to hold on to you and change what otherwise could be perfection? Are you happy to simply release and let go of that thorn, though? I certainly would be, so that my energy field can resume its natural shape again and that I can walk along without being pulled back. I've been suggesting that each one of us is honest about any thorny brambles. What is it that's preventing your progress and distorting you in this way? And how long has this been going on? And once you're able to identify what this thing could be, thanks to this lunar eclipse, my suggestion is to just set it down, let it go. Don't work on it. Don't connect with it. Just release your pullover, release that thread and let go. Unhook the bramble, walk on. I know usually the recommendation would be to dig into it a bit more, process whatever rises up from the shadows. And I've recommended that too on many occasions. But the speed at which the vibrations on the planet are changing, they don't really give us the luxury of that processing time at the moment. It's really fast. We can't keep up. So if you find something comes up from the shadows, you would be best served simply to say, ah, that's something I need that could be distorting my field. It's holding me back. Perhaps it's been holding me back for a long while. I'm going to make a choice. I'm just going to release it. I'm not going to look back. I'm not going to spend time with it because it's going to delay me from a better feeling life. During the lunar eclipse, it's about identifying what's lurking in those shadows and getting real about how much you actually want to hold on to it. Why don't we just choose to leave it be? It doesn't deny it. It just means that we're not allowing it to be defining of who we wish to be as we step forward. So after the lunar eclipse, we have a roughly 2 weeks to take advantage of what has been happening in the lunar shadows. And then, no time to wallow in whatever it is that might be holding us back. We simply have to choose, as the solar eclipse sweeps in, to set intentions, clear the blockage, leave it alone, and not allow whatever it was that was lurking to be able to define us as we move forward. It's the death of an ego and the rebirth of an identity. The lunar eclipse that's about to take place is subtle, thank goodness, with everything else that's going on at the moment. And that means that whatever is going to be revealed to each one of us will be revealed in a subtle way. It's not one of those in-your-face eclipse moments. I think it's still going to have a significant effect, but the effects may be gentler in how they're revealed overall. So, an opportunity for reflection, release, and setting intentions for personal growth. Yes, of course, but the transformation and shifts could be more internal and subtle, less overwhelming in how they're revealed, less overwhelming in what happens overall. This type of eclipse might be particularly suited for gentle, introspective work, focusing on slight modifications, small adjustments, emotional nuances rather than dramatic releases or chaotic shifts. Well, that's my feeling anyway. To be kind to yourself, don't force things, and allow yourself to reveal whatever the next steps might be, gently, and do it with kindness and compassion and grace, and make a choice that now is a wonderful time to take a look at what's in the shadows. Now may be a great time, the best time to release and let go. I mean, what would it feel like for you not to have a defining relationship, a defining event, a defining experience that continues to latch onto you like that little bramble thorn? What would it be like to not have anything that holds you back? I've been spending a lot of time in the last couple of weeks focusing on the energetic and spiritual dimensions. I've been dedicating myself and those I know to the energy fields. I've been using very subtle corrections and realignments, quiet, introspective type of work. I've been doing a lot of work with scalar energy waves and lots of use of spiraling strands of solfeggio frequencies. Scalar waves are amazing. They have their own kind of conscious intention. They're intelligent in a way. And what they'll do is they'll come to any crystalline form, especially one that carries water, and they will look at anything that is entangled and they will disassemble it. And then they bring it back together again with perfection. But of course, as you disassemble anything that's tangled up, it will contain things that perhaps have been holding back perfection in the structure. Yeah, I think that's how I would explain it. And so what we need is something to carry that imperfection. And that's the strands of solfeggio. You see, solfeggio frequencies have the capability of picking up a low vibration and spiraling it upwards so it becomes a higher one. So can you do this work by yourself? Yes, of course you can, although you are surrounded by other people that are also doing this kind of work too. It can be really effective to approach this kind of revelation work softly. It can be just as effective to work on your shadows in a nurturing and loving way. Now is not the time for profound clearings or to go after dramatic beginnings that are often associated with much darker eclipses. So the lunar eclipse that's just about to happen enables us with love and kindness to go into those deeper shadows to reveal softly and gently what might be waiting there for us.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Eclipse energies invite each and every one of us to take a personal journey of deeper reflection and greater transformation and growth. But eclipses are not just personal. Eclipses may seem to be an individual process for reflection and give each one of us the potential of the chance of a new start. But actually they're not. They're shared experience. And so we are part of a larger connected collective that's having this eclipse experience, and the planet too. You, me, all of us, and our planet. It's a call to think about how we can grow and change together as a united collective, learning in unison from the past as we move into the future. So with March 24th's lunar eclipse behind us, we then only have a few days to be ready for the effects of the major solar eclipse. That's when the moon completely covers the front of the sun, as far as we can see. And it casts a shadow on the earth, and it turns day into momentary nighttime. The next significant solar eclipse is really close. It's April the 8th this year. And this eclipse is going to be visible right the way across North America. It passes over regions of Mexico, goes over United States and into Canada as well. And the path of totality will then stretch right the way across the continent from Texas to Maine. While total solar eclipses are relatively common on a global scale, the chance to witness one of these from any given location is rare. And so I asked the question, because I'm curious, when was the last time that a solar eclipse crossed North America in this way? And what was happening around the time, historically, I mean, when it did? So I dug into the history a bit and was fascinated at what I found. And I'd love to share it with you today. Because there are some similarities between what is happening globally now and what happened in the past when this type of eclipse passed across the same regions of the planet. The last time a solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse, followed a similar path across North America was on June the 8th, 1918. Now, it wasn't an identical path, but it was a similar one. So what do the history books say about this time? Well, it was towards the final stages of World War One, and that was a time when global conflict had profound effects on the geopolitical landscape, on societies, on economies, and also on technological advancements. Back then in 1918, the world was also grappling with the Spanish flu pandemic, one of the deadliest pandemics in history. And the pandemic and the war together brought about significant changes in public policy, in medical research, in societal norms. Do you see any similarities between the history of 1918 and the events of now? I dug back further. Before the June the 8th, 1918 total solar eclipse, another significant solar eclipse that crossed North America along a similar pathway was on July the 29th, 1878. And this eclipse was notable not only for its path across the continent, but also for the impact it had on scientific knowledge. You see, the scientific community back then were really starting to take much more of an interest in the space beyond our planet generally. And it was really interested in being able to study the eclipse because it provided an opportunity for the astronomers to observe the solar corona. It was a time of rapid industrial growth and also technological innovation. This was a time in post-Civil War America, a time of reconstruction and significant social and political change. And it was a time full of attempts at mending the divide between the states of the North and the South and the people that lived in them and how they were choosing to live and treat one another. The solar eclipse took place among a backdrop of rapidly changing American landscape generally, I would say, full of advancements and the challenges that that era brought. I found it really fascinating to draw comparisons between what type of events were taking place in 1878, in 1918, and now in 2024. And there seem to be a lot of similarities, I'm sure you'd agree. So each of these periods is characterized by significant social, political, and technological shifts, as well as the challenges and opportunities for growth and transformation for individuals and society as a whole. So we're experiencing a technological renaissance ourselves at the moment. There are rapid advancements in digital technology, artificial intelligence, space exploration is back on the cards, and we're pushing for renewable energy. And just as the eclipses of the past coincided with periods of intense scientific exploration and technological progress, the 2024 eclipse comes at a time when humanity is also pushing the boundaries of knowledge and technology again. The 19 eclipse coincided with the final stages of World War One and the devastating Spanish flu pandemic. And in recent years, we've all experienced the COVID-19 pandemic, which has led also to significant loss of life. And we're having to reevaluate our health systems and how we work and how we educate and how we are sociable and connected to one another. Like a century ago, we are navigating our way through global health crisis and its aftermath, and all of the changes in technology that the time brings. The same happened during 1918. The eclipses also happened during times of social and political change. Currently, the world is experiencing a wave of social and political movements that are focused on issues such as racial equality, sexual equality, climate change, gender rights. These movements are reshaping societal norms and they're creating space for new legislation and cultural change. Eclipses are seen as symbols of change and reflection, so they offer us the opportunity to pause and reassess and, if needs be, to pivot. The eclipses of 1878, 1918 and the up-and-coming 2024 eclipse each mark moments when society collectively faces significant challenges and where each of those societies was on the cusp of transformative change. The up-and-coming eclipses may symbolise a collective moment of reflection and an opportunity to envision and work towards a more sustainable and equitable future for everybody and the planet as well. This is, I think, with the lunar and solar eclipses in close succession at a time of such vibrational change on the planet. It's a really powerful time. So let's be introspective and then let's take action. The lunar eclipse, with its focus on emotional and internal processes, encourages release and clearing of old stagnant patterns. It's a time of letting go of what no longer serves whatever is your highest benefit and good. It's a ripe period for emotional healing and release. The solar eclipse, so soon afterwards, that represents a moment for new beginnings to be started and the planting of a seed of who we wish to be in our future. Let's step into that now. So we set an intention, we initiate the change, and we allow ourselves to move forward with renewed purpose and energy without having any thorns that are pulling on a thread in an otherwise perfect pullover. So it's a period that is inviting us to engage in practices aimed at clearing, at healing, at setting the foundation for new ways of our being. And it might involve rituals or meditation or energy work or simply setting aside time for contemplation and setting intentions that we can then bring into being in our life. And we're working on this individually. Don't forget, we're also working on this as a collective too. Your part in that might be to hold the space for others to work on whatever is snagging at them from their shadows. And it may be that it is time for you to hold a space for what is happening in societies, in the frameworks that need to be slightly disassembled in order for a new assembly to step in place that is perhaps more in alignment with the perfect templates that are intended for all of us. I think that the eclipses call on each one of us to make use of the energy that's being provided. It's an opportunity. Eclipses are directly experienced by millions of people. Imagine how that's going to amplify things even more, as if we needed any further amplification of all the energies that are colliding at the moment. Collective significance, a collective opportunity to look at our collective shadows, a collective opportunity to become our collective potential, rather than allowing us to be collectively snagged and held back by our collective past. It's a significant moment for healing and transformation, isn't it? That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.